The final exam, which you must take by the end of week 15 of your enrollment, consists of three parts: a map quiz worth 25 points, a chronology worth 25 points, and an essay worth 50 points. The essay question is, summarize and characterize developments in two diverse regions of the world since 1945. Choose from Southeast Asia, South Asia, the Middle East, Sub-Saharan Africa, Eastern Europe, or Latin America. The map quiz part of the exam is straightforward. You will be asked to locate some geographical items on a blank map, and you already have a list of those items and a blank map with which to study. The chronology part of the exam asks you to choose the most important events, people, ideas of the last 50 years and identify their importance in chronological order. The most important part of the final exam is the essay question. If you look closely at the essay question, you will see that it includes information that you use to study for both of the paragraph essays and for the midterm exam. It should also include material that you discovered while either doing the module essays or preparing the current events paper. Please note, however, that this particular question is both more open than the question on the midterm, developments versus the political environment, but also more restrictive, since you are to deal with only select areas of the world. Please also remember that a comparison answer also includes some points of contrast. It is important as you prepare for the exam, and you cannot take notes or any other materials into the examination, that you focus your answer on one or two important points or theses. Make sure that your written answer has a structure with clearly identifiable points that I can follow. There is no single right answer for this question, but there are many possibilities. It is also important that you cite evidence for whatever points you try to make. And finally, from your reading in the textbook and your earlier work in the course, it is clear that there have been substantial changes, either political, economic, social, in various areas of the world since 1945. For example, just try to imagine the difference between life in Atlanta in 1952 and 2000. This question gives you the opportunity to put those changes in some sort of meaningful analytical context.